Gabe, the open source AI community has been on fire. Kimi K2, Llama 4, DeepSeek, these models are getting dangerously close to GPT-5 and Claude 4 territory. Are we watching the closed source mode evaporate?
Welcome to TechNova. I'm Dr. Sarah Chen.
And I'm Marcus Webb. Today we're joined by Gabe Goodhart, AI research engineer at IBM Research, working at the intersection of open and closed model ecosystems. Gabe, welcome.
Gabe, give us the landscape. Where do open source models stand right now compared to the closed source frontier?
10-15%, is that enough to justify paying for closed source models when you can get open source for free?
Let's talk about the advantages of open source beyond just cost. What can you do with an open model that you can't do with a closed one?
Okay, but the closed source labs aren't standing still. What advantages do they still hold?
What about the reasoning model breakthroughs? The chain of thought and verifiable reward approaches, are those making it into open source?
Is the gap closing or stable? In other words, is open source catching up, or are both moving forward at the same rate?
Let's get practical. If you're an enterprise CTO deciding between open and closed source LLMs, how do you make that decision?
That sounds complex to implement. Is it worth the overhead?
What about the talent and infrastructure requirements? Running your own LLM is not trivial.
Gabe, where is this heading? Will open source eventually catch up completely, or will closed source labs always have an edge?
What about the geopolitical angle? A lot of the open source momentum is coming from China, DeepSeek, Moonshot, Qwen. Does that change the dynamic?
Gabe, this has been a really balanced and informative conversation. Before we wrap, what's your prediction for the next 12 months?
Gabe Goodhart, AI research engineer at IBM Research. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks to all of you for listening. This is TechNova. See you next time.